We bring in Vanderbilt head football coach Bobby Johnson and our Ferguson
Healing
Hotline. You have new theme music. You've arrived, Coach.
D.A. Jack.
There you go.
Well, Coach, now we argue a lot on this show about the concept of the look-ahead game, the sandwich game, the come-down game, all that stuff. How much do you buy into that? And I understand that college football is a game of emotion for the young men who play it, but to me, each game in a lot of ways stands on its own, especially being a week apart.
Sure. I mean, you know, every game, you know, you only get so many per year to play, and they work hard all year to do it, and then you're concentrating on that game during the week, and nobody ever mentions last week's game or the next week's game. It's this week's game, and I just don't see why, you know, it's hard for me to understand why there'd be a big fluctuation in emotion from your players. But, you know, sometimes it's human nature to overlook somebody or look past somebody, and, you know, it happens. But it's hard to explain.
And again, no better example than this past weekend. Florida with LSU on deck. You know, Oklahoma and Texas with the Red River Shootout this week. I don't want to say they overlooked that game, but you know, when you're dealing with 18 to, you know, to 21 or 22 year olds, Coach, you know that sometimes, even subconsciously, you know, they don't put everything into every game, you know, equally. In other words, you know, the Texas game is, oh, if you're at Oklahoma, you know how they build it up. And in some cases, you know, we saw that spelled out with just a host of upsets this past weekend.
You know, that's probably the best explanation for it. You know, human nature. I think that's it. And especially with young guys, and even though you can preach and talk to them about it, you know, it happens. And I think if you take an approach where you're just going to be businesslike during practice and then start building emotionally, you know, at the end of the week, I think you're better off trying to control that.
How do you do that in your case, Coach, as far as trying to build the team and talk about, you know, getting your work done and just but psychologically kind of planting that seed and talking about your opponent? And, you know, especially you going up against Auburn, are you going to use that, you know, how about they, you know, went into Florida and won, look at, you know, kind of stuff like that? Do you build that throughout the week?
Yeah, you start early just talking about it, but you know, it's the nuts and bolts that you got to get down. If you got them all out there frenzied on Tuesday, that's not going to last. you know, you gotta teach them the game plan and say, all right, in this situation, you do this and that, and you know, whoever you're playing. And then you know, Thursday you start to talk about how Auburn upset Florida and you know, they're overlooking us and they don't respect. I mean, you know how it is. Mm-hmm. You know, you just try to.
You got
to
use it.
Yeah. You're crazy if you don't. And again, we don't know how effective that is, but you know, that's part of the game. It's the fun part. You know, you got to play with emotion, and emotions come into it. You know, that's why there are going to be 80 something thousand people down there this week, and it's important. It's an important game.
Bobby, and the time, Coach, you'll appreciate this. Mark Duffner, I was at Maryland going down to Florida State for the first time, and they were very good. They had about 50 first-round draft picks on their squad. But then he dresses up as Chief Osceola in the horse and then gets the spear, puts it in the ground, and then we proceed to get beat 69-21.
Right. Well, probably if he had his shirt off, that probably turned everybody off. Because I know Mark. What year was that?
That was 1992.
Well, 93, I was the defense coordinator at Clemson, and I think they beat us 52-0.
Wow.
We had a young
team. I don't
know
if I'd have told that or not.
Yeah, well, that was Charlie Ward. Yeah. There's Heisman year, and we had a young team, and I was convinced that if we played them later in the year, we might have could have held them in 49.
Bobby, is Auburn a great example of how close teams are in the SEC in terms of ultimate talent? I mean, you look at Auburn, they were one play away maybe from beating Mississippi State, from beating South Florida, and really one play away from not beating Florida. You look at how they've turned it around, but are they the best example of how a team sometimes, you know, at the end of games has to learn how to win again?
Well, I don't know if it's having to learn or somebody else on the other team makes a play or somebody on your team doesn't make the play. It's just that fragile. The you know, the difference between winning and losing is just razor thin. And you got to play every play, and especially in close games when it comes down to the end and some guy gets nervous or forgets what to do, you know, that's hard to control, you know, and 11 guys out there, 10 of them might be doing the perfect thing, doing it just like you've been coached, and one guy messes it up, and that's how you lose games.
Vanderbilt head football coach Bobby Johnson is our guest. You got to be really happy with how your defense has played so far this season. The speed is very evident, how much you've improved in that department. And, you know, you get defensive linemen getting interceptions, and just the way everybody flew to the football on Saturday night, I thought was really impressive.
Well, I was impressed myself. We, you know, we did play fast, and, you know, we didn't let the opponent dictate our tempo. You know, we came out and played hard. Right from the start, and you know that's what you got to do. You got to worry about yourself and not who you're playing. And you know we were very, very good at doing that. Speed has helped us. We are faster. You know, I think our ends are fast. Our linebackers are fairly fast, and that sure helps you. You know, we're not the biggest defense in the world, so we got to have some people who are elusive. And maybe can get off blocks. You know, people get on us sometimes, but we can get off and make a play.
In the final analysis, what do you think went wrong for Chris Nixon in that game, you know, throwing the picks?
Well, a couple times I think Eastern Michigan, you know, changed defenses right at the last second, you know, before the snap. And then and two of the interceptions, they were just poor decisions. And I think that was Chris trying to make up and say, hey, you know, I got to do something special here, you know. And when you try to do something special and it's outside the envelope or the parameters that your coach set, you know, you're probably going to make a mistake, and he did.
Bobby, no doubt one of the key matchups in the game is your defensive line against Auburn's young offensive line with three freshmen. How impressed are you with the improvement of that unit?
From the early film to the late film, it's been quite an improvement, and you're right, they're, you know, they're an impressive looking group, big and tall, and you know they can move around too. So it would be a challenge for us. And you know, when you get young guys who don't play early in the year and they start playing better, they get more confident. So we got to take it to them early and see if we can put that doubt back in their mind.
Hey, Bobby, thanks a lot as always for the visit. We'll see you later this week.
Okay, guys.
All right.
See ya.